Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us today is Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Shaw. Good morning, Rod, and Happy New Year.
Well, good morning, Audrey, and same to you.
Nice to see you again after an extended absence, I'd say, a few days.
I would say so, you know, and we've been off for a week from work, so yeah, it's kind of nice to get back and
pretend we know what we're doing.
Yeah, we can pretend.
Speaking of pretend, I never have to pretend that I'm interested in what you're talking about. You always bring something really interesting. And today, animal welfare and food safety. And those do go hand in hand, kind of a big deal.
They really do. So today, let's talk a little bit about the Beef Quality Assurance Program and how it has actually changed beef production here in the United States. You know, when I first started into Extension in 1989, BQA, Beef Quality Assurance, was a relatively new program. It had only started 2 years earlier in 1987. And Beef Quality Assurance is an educational program that provides producers the tools and training they need to assure animal health and well-being, as well as to assure a safe, quality product for consumers to consume. The Beef Quality Assurance Program is pretty broad, okay? It covers many different production practices, and these are going to include the importance of providing adequate food, water, and care to protect animal health and well-being. It talks about ways to provide disease prevention. It talks about the importance of having facilities that allow safe movement and restraint of livestock as well. The program also trains producers on ways to reduce livestock stress when they're handling and caring for their livestock. And that can be both when they're working them in the facilities as well as when they are during transportation, okay? One of the major things that I've seen taking place over the years is injection site location and method. When I first started into Extension, everybody was given the shots in the hindquarter, in the rump, you know, and that's all changed. Today, most of the shots are given in a triangle area that's in front of the slope of the shoulder in the neck area. And another change is most injections are now given under the skin subcutaneously rather than in the muscle. And this location and route of injection method has significantly reduced the amount of trim from the high-priced cuts in the rump or the round of the beef carcass. Currently, 85% of U.S. beef comes from BQA-certified producers. And BQA is not a government program. It's not a required program, but it's something that farmers and ranchers participate in because they believe it's the right thing to do and they want to produce a good product. Another BQA principle that's discussed teaches producers how to avoid antibiotic resistance from, or I should say antibiotic residues from entering the food chain. And to do this, you know, producers have to follow a lot of protocol. They follow the label directions. They keep records of all the treatments. And these records include not only the animal identification, but the product given, the date of administration, how big the dose was, how the product was given, whether it's intramuscular or subcutaneous. And it also gives, or they would have written on those records, the withdrawal time required before the animal can be slaughtered. Producers also then use subcutaneous injection sites unless the product that they're using requires intramuscular injection. And if they do require intramuscular injection, these injections are limited to 10 cc's per site, and the sites can be no closer than 4 inches from each other. All of this helps reduce the amount that's in one location and the chance of any residues staying there longer than what the actual withdrawal time says. And lastly, the last thing that we'll talk about is producers are taught never to straighten a bent needle. You always put in a new needle because if you straighten it, it's weaker. There's almost just more opportunities for that needle to break and be inside the animal the next time. So we always, you know, when we have a bent needle, we change it.
Not to mention the chance of it snapping and you sticking yourself.
Correct. So these are just a couple of the examples of what producers learn when they go through the BQA certification. This education, the training, and putting these BQA practices in use lead to a safer, more nutritious, healthier product for you, the consumer. Until next time, stay safe and enjoy your next beef meal.
I'm kind of impressed by the fact that this is essentially a voluntary that this is a voluntary program, and that tells me a lot about the mindset of the typical farmer.
Right.
The producers, right. They want to do the right thing for everybody, not just what's good for their bank account.
Absolutely. And you know, anybody can go online and take this BQA training online, but it takes, I'm going to say, several hours to go through a BQA training and then pass the test that's at the end of the thing. So to have 85% of our beef coming from certified producers, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, not just taking the training, but putting it into practice.
Right.
That's a big deal.
You bet.
Well, thank you for that information. Like I said, I don't have to pretend to be interested. You always bring us the good stuff. Looking forward to talking to you again. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Director and Family and Community Wellness Agent Rebecca McFarland.